Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. And before we even get to soccer, we want to wish our best for all of you in the Northeast impacted by the impending blizzard. Batten down the hatches. Stay warm. Stay inside. Don't go out on the roads. And watch your favorite television shows, whether it be soccer or movies or whatever. But we all wish everybody to be safe. And I know that a lot of people have friends up in that area. I know I do. So, again, we wish them all the best. Speaking of being in the storm area, our own Michael Lewis is in New York City, of course, and he'll be on the show. Well, I guess we'll get a weather report from him as well as talking about soccer. We'll have him on for the entire second half hour. We'll talk about all the big news happening in U.S. soccer, and there certainly has been a lot the last few days. We'll talk about Hope Solo. We'll talk about the U.S. under-20s qualifying for the World Cup, the men's national team, a potential strike in Major League Soccer, all that we'll talk about. But the most importantly, we're going to be celebrating tonight the 40th anniversary of Michael Lewis covering soccer in the United States. We're going to reminisce on some of the big events he's covered, the people he's spoken with, and all of that tonight. So be sure to stay tuned for all that. It should be a lot of fun. In just a moment, we'll be joined by goalkeeper Joey Capinos from the Rochester Lancers. We'll be talking about the big win yesterday over Syracuse. It went literally right down to the last second before the Lancers secured the big win over their three-way rivals. Lancers play in Harrisburg on Saturday. We'll talk about that with Joey. And, of course, we'll also have Dick Howard on to talk international soccer, including some sad results in the FA Cup. And that's happy if you're an Arsenal fan like my neighbor Dan Sullivan is, but not a good day for Chelsea supporters. We'll talk about that, plus the African Nations Cup, the Asian Cup, and all that's going on in the world of international soccer. Joe Sirianni has off tonight. He has some family things he has to take care of. We'll hope to have Joe on again next Monday night. So joining us right now, very happy to be with us, joining by the member of the Rochester Lancers who is keeping the ball out of the net for the side and certainly did a great job with that over the past weekend. Even though Lancers lost to Baltimore, it was a tough match the entire way. We're happy to be joined by Joey Capinos, and his appearance tonight brought to you by the Lancers. The Lancers, again, play in Harrisburg on Saturday at 7:05. The next home match will be Valentine's Day afternoon, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena against the same Harrisburg Heat. 872 kick, or go to ourlancers.com to get your tickets. And Joey, welcome to the show. Maybe first time we've had you on the radio. We know we talked to you at the kickoff dinner at the Italian American Sport Club. We welcome you to the show. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Joey, obviously a big weekend for the Lancers. A very good performance in Baltimore, went all the way down to the last several minutes where Baltimore finally won that match. And then, of course, yesterday in Syracuse, and I tweeted on when I was at the game, I said, this is the best rivalry in the MASL between Rochester and Syracuse. But let's talk about that match. Obviously, right down to the wire. And what was the thoughts on the team before the match, during the match, and afterwards after you secured that very important win?
Well, before the match, we were pretty tired traveling from Baltimore and getting in at 4 o'clock in the morning, switching three buses. So before the match, we were kind of tired, needed our rest. During the game, we could see that our mentality kind of wasn't there for the first three quarters. We didn't play our best soccer in the first three quarters. But then, thankfully, Tabernisi showed up really well for us and scored the goals, and that makes our job a lot easier. And I finally pulled off a win against Syracuse.
Joey Tabernisi with a natural hat trick in the fourth quarter. What a time for it. And you mentioned three buses. What happened with the buses?
Oh, our bus got to Maryland, and then after the game, I guess it broke down at the arena. So we used a Maryland bus system to get us closer to New York, and then another bus picked us up when we got closer to New York, so it didn't have to come all the way to New York. So it was a fun ride.
Oh, my goodness. Incredible. That even makes the win yesterday even more sweet because, you know, you guys came through quite a lot of adversity, and it was an interesting match. It was a lot different than the previous match, I think, with Syracuse. You guys went out to a big lead last couple games, and Syracuse came back. This time it was very defensive. I think both teams were tired because Syracuse played in Harrisburg the previous night, and I think it showed. It was a very defensive game, very, I don't want to say tentative, but I think both teams were very careful with the ball, and it didn't open up until later in the second half, and then things really got physical, and you guys just came through in the clutch when you needed to.
Yeah, I think Harrisburg played well against Syracuse and actually were winning at most of the game, and so I think we were both very tired traveling, and I think it showed that it was wearing on us, and players weren't totally there mentally either. Just because of how draining the two-game series is in the matter of, I believe it was like something like 16 or 18 hours.
That's a lot of work. And you really came up big in the second half. Syracuse had some good chances, especially in the fourth quarter when the Lancers went up by two goals, went up 10-6. You were at top of your game making some big saves, and certainly Syracuse has a great offense. You know, Neto had a hat trick along with Joey Tabernisi, and you could never relax against Syracuse. What did you guys do when you took the lead, and Syracuse obviously was trying to get back in the game? What was Coach Miller telling you guys defensively to try to stop them from coming back like they have against you guys in the last couple games?
Well, our tactics kind of switched. We, instead of changing and trying to counterattack what we believed that they were going to throw at us to come back into the game, like the last two games that we had at Syracuse, he just said to continue doing what we're doing. Be high pressure, be in their face defense. Don't let them get easy shots off. And it shows in the stats when we only had 10 shots against me. We played really, really good defense, and I think we're starting to become more in tune with the system that Doug wants to play at the right time, because it's at the end of the season, and we're just looking to clinch a playoff berth.
Absolutely. Right now the Lancers stand in third place, 1.5 games behind Syracuse. Syracuse has some tough games coming up against Milwaukee and Chicago. Of course, the Lancers have Baltimore a couple more times, and that's, of course, very tough. And we are with Joey Capino, so the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers' next home game is Valentine's Day, 1 p.m. kickoff against Harrisburg. So you have a chance to take your family, take your loved ones to see the Lancers, and then go out to dinner afterwards or have a nice lunch at the Blue Cross Arena and enjoy some great soccer action. So, Joey, let's talk about the Baltimore match, because you guys, I think, in that match really showed you can compete against Baltimore. And, it was just a matter of the last couple minutes of the match where they finally put you guys away. But, I mean, you guys were right there. With 4 minutes left in the game, you were down just a goal, and it could have gone either way. So what was the difference this time with Baltimore versus the past couple times where Baltimore seemed to have more of the match?
I think we just came out with a sense of urgency, a sense of confidence that we need to show against the big-time teams such as Baltimore. Baltimore is a great team, but any team is beatable. And we just wanted to prove to the fans of Rochester that we're not just going to be a walk in the park, that Baltimore is going to have to fight us to beat us, and I think that's what we proved. And we played a good 50 minutes, and apparently 10 minutes is all that Baltimore really needs to put us away and give us the loss. But Doug was really proud of our performance, and I was really proud of our defensive performance. And you can't really complain about how that game went. That was the best 50 minutes the Lancers this year have played, in my opinion. So we're not really down about it. We know where we can play and how we can play, and we just have to continue that for 60 minutes.
Of course, a couple of the three-point shot, I think, really was the key in that game for Baltimore. They got a couple of three-point goals from Anwar Obasi, the Rochester Rhinos player, and then, of course, the last goal was an empty netter. But, I mean, they seem always to be able to score goals at the right time. And, obviously, they're undefeated. One of only two teams that are undefeated, and they're certainly a force to be reckoned with. But, again, I think the road to the championship, which I know is your goal, is going to go through Baltimore. I think they've already clinched the Eastern Division title, so you know whoever wins between the second and third place team is going to have to go to Baltimore and win there. So I know you guys, I'm sure, are with that win, it gives you some confidence knowing that you can hang with Baltimore, and you know, a break here or there, and Baltimore might go down to defeat.
Yeah, I mean, any team is beatable, like I said, and yeah, they had some three-pointers, which kind of put a little flat tire under us and kind of brought us down a little bit. And seeing that it was Obasi, who was a defender, very talented player, I actually played with him in PDL for a little bit back home in Massachusetts. So it was tough to see that we suffered those goals, but in the end, you have to deal with adversity and learn from your mistakes, and I believe that's what we're going to do.
This Saturday, you guys have Harrisburg. You faced them already down in Pennsylvania once before. Team that has not won a game this year, and certainly they're playing for pride right now. What do you guys need to do to make sure you keep yourselves up and focused for a team that has not won a game so far?
I think we just have to stay focused, and we just have to go into the game knowing the game plan, be high intensity. They have solid players on their team, such as Tom Meller and Val Teixeira, and you can't sleep on them. They want to fight. They're a gritty team, and they're going to be looking for a win, and we just have to go in there knowing that just like Baltimore can be beat by some teams, we can get beat by anybody. So we just have to go in there knowing that we have to fight for a total of 60 minutes and have the confidence that we had this past weekend and show that, you know what, we're here in the MASL and we're here to cause some havoc.
You can watch the game live on the internet. You can go to the Lancers website, and I'll have the link there at rlancers.com. That's the letter R and then the word Lancers.com. They'll have the link where you can watch the game live on Go Live Sports. And then the next, again, home match is Valentine's afternoon, 1 p.m., against that same Harrisburg Heat team. So, Joey, wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday and bring home a win for Rochester.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot, Joey. It's Joey Capinos of the Rochester Lancers. He's man in the nets wearing the number 30 jersey and getting the Lancers in action this Saturday night in Harrisburg. Be sure to watch the match live on Go Live Sports. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard, and we'll have the international report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040. She stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lanchers continue their fight for an MASL playoff berth on the road this Saturday night against the Harrisburg Heat, starting at 7:05. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. Make plans to treat your Valentine to lunch and exciting indoor soccer on Saturday, February 14th, as the Lanchers return home to face Harrisburg with a kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by the Van Bortel Auto Group. Three locations, and depending on what kind of car you want to drive, for Kitty Van Bortel and her wonderful family at Van Bortel Auto. Van Bortel Subaru is located in Victor, Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortel Chevy in Macedon. Go to VanBortelCars.com to get all the information about the different dealerships. And we're very happy to support Kitty Van Bortel, a local Rochesterian, doing her thing here in the Flower City and the surrounding areas. So, Dick, we're very happy to have you on the show as always. And I guess it's good we're not getting the Toronto Blizzard this time, or even the Buffalo Blizzard.
My condolences anyway, Andrew. It was a remarkable, I think the biggest upset I have known in the history of the FA Cup tournament. Could you believe it?
Well, you know what? It just goes to show you, and you know, I was listening to my Sirius XM, and then we get the Talk Sport from England, and people were talking about how the teams in the lower divisions played up to their competition, in combination with the top level teams playing down, and it just goes to show you, and that's why that this tournament is so legendary.
Yeah.
It's the greatest tournament.
They start off with 11, don't they? Not a good birthday present. He's 52 today, Jose Mourinho, and not the best type of present. But he's still got three other tournaments, right? And competitions to get some rewards, and he will. But it was quite a remarkable game, and you look at the one, you know, it started on Friday night, didn't it, with that remarkable performance by Cambridge United against Manchester United.
Absolutely.
Superb,
it's funny,
goalkeeping, great defending, very competitive team, and you get results, and it manifested itself later on over the weekend.
There's a story on ESPN. They're talking about Cambridge United and the money that they're earning from this run in the FA Cup. They said they've already earned in excess of £1.5 million for reaching this round, and they're going to be going to Old Trafford, where they're going to take in an enormous amount of money, because that stadium will have upwards of 50, 60,000 people in it for the replay coming up next week. They said the first thing they're going to do is upgrade their loos. And if you don't know what a loo is, it's the term for toilets at their stadium. So, I mean, Cambridge certainly more known for their academics than for football, but their team's known as the U's, and this is probably their biggest moment in their history, going to play at Old Trafford in this replay.
It's just tremendous, isn't it? And the thing I watch, and I watch a lot of the games over the weekend, it's just the expression of the fans in the stands. You know, the fans of the Premiership teams, just total disbelief. And their opponents, you know, with all kinds of showing the colours of the teams. It was great when they get these crowd shots, and it just shows the passion, the emotions involved in this tournament. And great soccer, great football.
Well, Bradford City, I mean, I remember the tragedy that they had with their stadium way back when the stands burned, and it was just horrific. I mean, this is probably the biggest moment in their history. Going into the best team in England, I mean, because they're in first place, and coming from two goals down. We always say 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer, and it just proved itself out again. It's an incredible result, and you got to give Bradford a lot of they're called the Bantams, and you got to give them a lot of credit for doing this. And you got to look at all the other results. Middlesbrough in the Championship defeats Manchester City at home, which is it.
They came back too late from their Dubai. You know, I think they spent too much time in the Middle East. They should have come back a day earlier. Caught them out. A great result though for Middlesbrough.
Right, and look at Blackburn Rovers knocking off Swansea. Of course, Blackburn was at home, but still, you're beating it's a Premiership team. Crystal Palace winning, and they're near the bottom of the Premiership, knocking off Southampton, who is in form right now. Spurs losing at home to Leicester City, who is also in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Liverpool going to a 0-0 draw with Bolton Wanderers at Anfield, so the replay will be...
Yeah, and another game, you know, great goalkeeping by Bogdan. Great defending and an overall competitive effort and a superb result at Anfield. And we know it's not easy to win in that kind of environment. But, no, I think it's just great viewing for everybody. And obviously, if you were right there and in person, it was even better. But, it's always something. The FA Cup is a tremendous tournament and one that, as I say, over the years has always produced upsets. But that one with the Bradford City win over Chelsea, I think, ranks, in my mind anyway, as being the greatest upset.
Well, there's no team has ever won the League Cup, the FA Cup, and the First Division or Premiership Championship, and it's not going to happen again this year. The favorites now, I think, have to be Arsenal. The champion, the defending cup holders, they went on the road and won at a very good Brighton side 3-2 away. And
they were cruising, you know, Taylor two halves, cruising 2-0, could have been more at halftime, and then Brighton got back into the game, and it was quite a hectic finish. But as I say, we've said this before, Andrew, haven't we, about Arsenal, if you give them time and space, they've got a quality of play that can really destroy you, and they certainly could well be in contention.
Well, Arsenal will play Middlesbrough at the Emirates Stadium in the next round of the FA Cup. Aston Villa will be hosting Leicester. West Brom will host West Ham. We're certainly also in form. So there's a couple of Premiership matchups. Crystal Palace could be playing Liverpool or possibly Bolton. United, Manchester United, if they win, would have to go either Preston North End or Sheffield United. And certainly a lot of fans of Sheffield United here in Rochester, as the owners of the Old Toad Pub are from Sheffield. So just a great tournament. And, you know, you're talking so much about the FA Cup, but, you know, coming up this Saturday, Dick, maybe the biggest match of the Premiership season, Chelsea hosting Manchester City. If Chelsea wins that match, it may be all over. I just don't see Manchester City coming back from 8 points down to overtake Chelsea if the Blues can get a win.
Yeah, it's going to be certainly a very competitive game. It'll be a game of chess. They know each other so well. And as you say, you know, if Chelsea do get the 3 points, it could well mean the end for Manchester City. But I don't know. Could end up all square. Who knows? That's the neutral's viewpoint. But it's going to be a great game. And in great games also, we should be mentioning in the Asian Football Confederation, the Asian Cup is getting to its finals. Australia hosting the tournament, play United Arab Emirates tomorrow, and they, if they beat the United Arab Emirates, will play South Korea in the final. And that could be a real cracker because Tim Cahill, who everybody knows, certainly Michael, scored two superb goals against China to get Australia where they are, and an Australia-South Korea final could be in the books. And then we've still got a lot of very competitive games in Equatorial Guinea, just finishing group play and going into the quarterfinals. So there's lots of competition around the world, which is great to see.
And a lot of players that we are very familiar with across the United States, across Europe in these tournaments. South Korea is in their final for the first time in 27 years. They beat Iraq today 2-0. And certainly the, Australia has to be the favorite against the outsiders from UAE. The other news, you mentioned Tim Cahill. I got to mention this to Michael. It looks like Tim Cahill might be going to the Middle East next year for the next season because he's on the, looks like there's going to be a transfer there potentially. But you mentioned Africa. So again, some crazy results there, teams that you wouldn't expect. You know, the Congo winning their group and Equatorial Guinea, the host finishing second. Tunisia and the Congo Democratic Republic. Boy, that's going to be crazy. I think
that's
I believe
a local derby, that one. And then there's an interesting character. I've met him many years ago, Claude Leroy. He's a Frenchman. He's spent most of his coaching career in Africa, and he's now in his eighth African Cup of Nations and coaching Congo, and it's certainly a remarkable situation there with the two Congos playing against each other. And Equatorial Guinea host, who would have thought that they'd have made it to the quarterfinals? But it will not be easy for them against Tunisia. And then, of course, you're looking at the other games to see who will be returning early for the big match on Saturday, right?
That's right. Well, the big boys are playing in the matches coming up tomorrow. Senegal and Ghana are certainly the favorites in Group C, the powers in Africa. And then you've got Ivory Coast. And then in Group D, every single team has two points.
In contention.
Two goals for, two goals against. Ivory Coast, Mali, who did so well the previous time around, Cameroon, and Guinea. So it's all up for grabs there. It's going to be a wild few days. But you mentioned about the transfer market. One big rumor I want to ask if you've heard anything about, and you, certainly Joe, I'm sure, is watching this. The great star from Juventus, the young Frenchman, Paul Pogba, his name has been bandied around as a potential move to Manchester City or Chelsea in the transfer window, which would be probably the biggest move of the transfer window if it happens. I don't know if it will, but you never know if the money's there.
Yeah, and certainly a very talented player. But, you know, you look at all the gossip, Andrew, and it's just amazing. Everybody's going, and all the clubs that are mentioned, it's, well, it's great reading, but I'm sure that fans of the Bianconeri would love Pogba to finish his season and bring another championship for Juve. But you never know. He obviously got a lot to prove, but a very talented young player, that is for sure.
And there's also talk about Sebastian Giovinco coming to Toronto FC potentially for the start of the MLS season. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard about the change, no, but, you know, those kinds of things could well happen if players are not getting, you know, regular playing time, and that might be the case with Giovinco. We'll wait and see, but preseason training starting very shortly. Most of the teams are reporting this week, and then they're off into Florida and various parts of the world in preparation for the upcoming season. So it's going to be certainly an exciting time over the next few weeks.
I believe it's, what, 6 weeks before we start MLS again? Unbelievable. Well, Dick, we can't wish you the best, as always. Stay warm. Hopefully you don't get any extra snow up in Toronto. And we will talk again next Monday.
Yeah, well, George's in the right place. And again, congratulations to Michael Lewis. 40 years reporting on the world, the beautiful game. Great job, Michael. Keep it up.
Thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, Andrew. Bye for now.
Bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And speaking of Michael Lewis, he will join us next, live from snowy New York City. We'll talk U.S. soccer first, and then the final segment will reminisce with Michael on his 40 years of covering soccer in America. Here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Lanchers continue their fight for an MASL playoff berth on the road this Saturday night against the Harrisburg Heat, starting at 7:05. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. Make plans to treat your Valentine to lunch and exciting indoor soccer on Saturday, February 14th, as the Lanchers return home to face Harrisburg with a kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
Oh, my goodness. They always counter engineer Bob to come up with the perfect song. Our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report, Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 428-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. The U.S. Men's National Team in action this Wednesday against Chile. Show your support. Get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Tony DiUdo, one of the big supporters of our U.S. Men's National Team. Go see him and tell him you heard about Top Notch Monogramming on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, how are you doing? I guess that's the main question with the impending snowstorm.
Well, I guess the best way to put it, and I'm not going to sing it because I don't want to inflict my lack of singing talent on your audience, but it's beginning to look a lot like Rochester here, like a lot like Christmas song there. It is snowing here, although we're going to get the brunt of it later tonight while we're sleeping, which I guess is good, although it's bad when you wake up and you have to do all that shoveling. I've learned one thing living in Rochester, and then all my experience, sometimes it's better to do snow shoveling in shifts. In other words, a little at a time instead of all at once. But we're not here to talk about snow, so.
Yeah, you can't play soccer in the snow unless you're the U.S. national team against Costa Rica and Colorado. That's about
No, exactly,
time.
Exactly.
Well, Mike, obviously there's been a lot of news with U.S. soccer this week, but headlining it is the ongoing soap opera that is Hope Solo. And what has been happening with her, and there's been news actually today. Sunil Gulati made some comments regarding Hope Solo and her potentially not being included in the women's national team for the World Cup. I mean, give us your thoughts on this whole situation. I mean, to tell, for people who don't know, Hope was sent home from the U.S. camp in California, I believe it was, and it was an incident that occurred with her and her husband regarding the team van. At least that's what we were told, or that's what those were reports. So, Michael, take it from there, please.
Yeah, I was on the conference call today, and basically Sunil said that, you know, it's possible that Hope might not be on the team. He hopes that's not the case, and that's not a pun I'm playing around with in terms of word games. But you know, it depends how she lives up to her end of the bargain. That some things that she has to do during her 30-day suspension. Obviously, or apparently, I should say, there are alcohol and or anger management issues there that I think she has to deal with. I'm not certain you could get rid of them within 30 days, but hopefully she'll be pointed in the right direction. You know, I'm concerned about her, that she gets the help that she needs to get beyond, you know, whether or not she starts for the United States in goal for the U.S. Women's World Cup team. I think it's important for her to get whatever help she needs, and that's the most important thing. If she doesn't make it, well, then the next question is who's going to take over, and I guess you could say that Nicole Barnhart, who has about 53 caps playing in her in Hope Solo's shadow. I didn't realize Barnhart had that many caps, but she would be the obvious choice to take over. After that, you've got a couple of lesser experienced players at the international level, but it's with Hope, it's one thing after another, and she, you know, again, beyond being a soccer player, she's got to get her act together, because like it or not, when you're on that high a precipice, that high a level, people are, you know, and you get into trouble, people are going to know about it, and it's happened way too many times. Like I said, I hope she gets her act together.
You know, we say how important soccer is on this show, but obviously there's a lot of things out there that are more important than soccer, or somebody's life and how she has to go forward. You know, there's life after soccer, and there's life during soccer, and we all wish Hope the best. We want her to have a good life. I mean, that's more important than the game. I mean, obviously, we're all concerned for our women's national team and what's going to happen there, but, you know, first and foremost is Hope herself. And I guess there's also, Michael, the question of team chemistry. I mean, how disruptive is Hope in her current condition with the national team? I mean, is it better to have somebody, you know, someone like a Nicole Barnhart, who is certainly very well experienced? She's the keeper for the champion FC Kansas City. She's been on the national team for many years. And having somebody of that caliber, certainly not Hope Solo, who is the best goalkeeper in the world when she's on her game, but is Nicole Barnhart certainly a capable replacement for her?
I was talking to one former national team player recently over the weekend, and that player said, no, you know, not one player is more important than the team, and that player had it correct. And if it means for the sake of the squad jettisoning Hope for the World Cup because it's better for the team, so be it. And we all remember what happened at the 2007 World Cup when Coach Ryan decided to go with Brianna Scurry over Hope Solo, which I have to admit, I was stunned by that. And we all know what has occurred afterwards, that Hope, basically threw Brianna and the coach under the bus. Brianna had nothing to do with it. She was just the one that was put into that situation. It was a bonehead move by Ryan, because the U.S. Defense was just horrible in that loss to Brazil. One of the worst games ever by a Rubenstein saying that, though, you know, you would like to think at, I believe, Hope's 33 years old, there's a certain maturity that you've got to sometimes bite your tongue and not do or say things. And I know it's easier said than done. I'm not in her shoes, but, you know, perhaps that's what the powers that be at the U.S. Soccer Federation, and I guess the powers that be will be Jill Ellis, the coach, the head coach of the women's team, Sunil Gulati, the president, and perhaps some other people too, April Heindrichs, who's the head of the women's technical director, and maybe a couple of other people. Maybe that's the right course to take. I'd like to think they would maybe talk to some experienced members of the team and see what would be the best course to take if it gets if the problem or issues aren't solved. I mean, you can't. This is a complicated situation. Obviously, I know less than what's happened and transpired, but this is not anything any team wants to have only months before a world championship.
Certainly. And the U.S. will be announced their Women's World Cup preview or warm-up matches. The last one will be right, Michael, in your backyard, Red Bull Arena, U.S. against South Korea on Saturday, May 30th. So we'll see how this unfolds. And we mentioned about the men. They're down in Chile playing against the Chileans, one of the World Cup teams from 2014. Don't know how strong the Chileans will be. I would imagine most of their players, their top players, will be playing in Europe and not released for this match. The U.S. will have a pretty strong squad, though, with Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore, and DeAndre Yeldlin will be there. So we'll see what happens. It should be an interesting test for Mr. Klinsmann and his side.
You know, the way world soccer is now, particularly in CONCACAF, there's always an important competition around the corner, whether it's World Cup qualifying, the Gold Cup, with the World Cup itself, and obviously this summer you've got the Gold Cup going on, and if the U.S. wins the Gold Cup, they book a spot at the FIFA Confederations Cup in Russia next year. Makes life a lot easier, because if they don't win it, if Mexico or a Central American country win it, they'd have to play a special playoff against them. So, you know, that's important, you know, to prepare the team in general is important, but I think it's doubly or triply exponentially important, to find new players, to see how players are fitting into certain positions this early, because the months go by very, very quickly, and the opportunity to get these players either in camp or in actual games is so fleeting. So it's international soccer has taken on a new dimension. It used to be, well, just worry about the World Cup, and now it's worry about every game, every time.
Certainly, and so that game will be 6 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. You can see the United States in action against Chile, their first match of 2015. And before we go to the break, Michael, I got to mention the U.S. Under-20s qualifying for the World Cup in New Zealand. And congratulations to Todd Ramos and his boys. They won 2-0 over El Salvador in a playoff match. And these teams really came back strong. They were down in the dumps after the first couple matches with just 1 point, but they ran off impressive series of victories in Trinidad and Tobago, where the tournament was held, and they'll be going to New Zealand against some interesting countries. Myanmar and Ukraine is in this tournament, Uzbekistan and Austria is in there, Fiji. So it should be a very interesting tournament. It's one of the biggest tournaments that FIFA puts on.
You know, a very good comeback by the U.S. They did not look very good in the first two games. And I have to admit, even in the last four games offensively, the U.S., I think, squandered too many opportunities. Forget about the 8-0 victory over Aruba. That was a one-sided affair. First of all, you got to give them credit. I mean, they did bounce back. They didn't give up a goal in the last four matches. Hopefully Emerson Heidman, the grandson of the Shayless Heinemann, the former SMU and FC Dallas head coach. I thought he was the best player for the United States, particularly on the attacking end. And hopefully He suffered an injury in late in that final game against El Salvador, and hopefully he comes back to Fulham okay. you don't want to send back damaged goods to the club team, and also just for him in general. You always hope that a team will take on the capabilities of the coach, and Pab Ramos always was known as a very an imaginative attacking player, and I don't think this team has as much imagination or attacking ability as he does. Hopefully they can improve between now and May when the tournament begins, but I won't hold my breath at the moment.
Well, to get one thing I would give a little break to the U.S. I watched some of the match against El Salvador. The field in Trinidad was absolutely horrible. I mean, you could not play pretty soccer on it. It was almost like a Hollander Stadium type of pitch. I mean, I'm sure the New Zealand World Cup committee and the stadiums we'll be playing in New Zealand will be pristine, and that'll make for much better soccer. But we're going to take a break, Michael. Just hang on through the break. Speaking of Hollander Stadium and memory lane, we're going to talk with Michael about his 40 years covering soccer, some of the memorable moments, some of the great personalities he's spoken with. And we'll do that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass. On away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the 2014 season in the NWSL. The Western New York Flash will kick off the 2015 NWSL home schedule on Saturday, May 2nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers. Flash season tickets are now on sale. Ticket packages are available in every price level starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers continue their fight for an MASL playoff berth on the road this Saturday night against the Harrisburg Heat, starting at 7:05. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. Make plans to treat your Valentine to lunch and exciting indoor soccer on Saturday, February 14th, as the Lancers return home to face Harrisburg with a kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Suriani will be back with us next week. And I'm sure people remember that from the Flintstones. And it is Michael Lewis's 40th anniversary in covering the beautiful game of soccer in the United States. And we're here with Michael once again. And obviously, Michael, it's hard to distill this down in 10 minutes. But let me just ask you, what are some of the highlights from your career? Some of the people that, you know, may have been your best interviews or some of the matches that you most remember?
Wow. that's a toughie. I know even if we did the whole hour about this, it would be difficult. But I'm going to just do things off the top of my head. I'll do some Rochester end of things. Mike Stojanovic was always an interesting interview because he was just so unpredictable and you didn't know what he was going to say, whether or not I agreed with it, whether or not I thought he was out and, you know, orbiting another planet with his stuff. He was always interesting copy, let's put it that way. Definitely. Charlie Sheehana was another one. He could surprise people, and he had a certain eloquence with the English language, too, that he could get a good point across as well, too. He was a lot of fun to talk to and interview. Let's move out of Rochester, and hopefully I'm not forgetting anyone. I'm probably am, and I apologize. But I would say, outside of Rochester would be Landon Donovan. I remember a 20-minute one-on-one interview I had with him before the 2006 World Cup, and it was like, my Lord, this is a gold mine here. I visited Tim Howard at Manchester United after he signed with the EPL team back in 2003. I spent an hour with him, and the New York Daily News gave me 900 words, which is a lot of words for soccer back in those days. And I left so much on the cutting room floor, but it was an incredible interview. And we'll just return to Rochester for one other person, but not anyone on the Lancers. Abby Wambach happens to be another fabulous interview. I mean, and I like to joke. I know how to, get Abby to open up. You just go up to her and say, "Hello, Abby, how are you?" And she has been great. I think what me and other reporters and writers like about her is that she's honest, her honesty, and she speaks from the heart. There's, I don't think, a fake artificial bone in her body. And as a writer, we appreciate that. No, I'll leave it up to five. We have other subjects to talk to.
But I want to ask you one thing, though, because it's funny. I was, people might know I'm a big wrestling fan, and I was thinking about when I used to do a wrestling talk show, and when you quote unquote mark out for somebody, when you're so in awe of them, that you're like have stars in your eyes, and it happens sometimes. I try not to do that when I was speaking to the wrestlers, or even to the soccer guys. I've spoken to Johan Cruyff before, and obviously Abby. But Michael, is anybody that you had stars in your eyes when you first talked to them, somebody maybe like Pelé?
Yeah, it probably was Pelé because I was 25 years old, 23 years old, covering my first professional beat back in 1975, probably at a press conference. I think I got through it okay, but it was probably at the time pretty cool. Here I am, getting a chance to ask Pelé a question or two. And, he is definitely someone special. He's, I think, the one player that comes to mind as a professional. Whatever butterflies I might have in my belly talking to someone, I've got to get them out of the way because I like to think of myself as a professional. I want to ask as good a question as possible to get as good an answer as possible. But also, to give respect to that person. That's the other big thing, too. I try not to ask a fallacious question to get someone angry and to go overboard and give me a good question. I want a thoughtful answer. And that's what I enjoyed from many a player. I'm not asking for a sensational headline as much as a really good, thoughtful answer. So, play, though. I didn't mean to get off on a tangent there.
That's okay. I mean, like I said, in 40 years, obviously, you've seen a lot, so much and done so much. I mean, talk about the players. What about some of the moments? I mean, you've covered, what, 7 World Cups now, I think it is, if I remember right?
Eight.
Eight. Well, sorry, I missed one.
I can't believe you don't remember that. No, I'm only kidding.
MLS Cup final, plus all the matches in the North American Soccer League. Yeah, go ahead.
There are so many. I mean, you know, when I first got my first World Cup in 86, I didn't, you know, I just assumed this will be my first and only World Cup. You don't know where that leads to. And I had the opportunity to be at the England-Argentina game when Maradona scored that famous Hand of God goal. That's definitely up on the list. The first MLS Cup in 1996 that was played in the pouring rain in Foxborough, Massachusetts. 34,000 people showed up. They watched it in the pouring rain. I was in a nice, dry and warm press box. I don't know if I would have been out in the rain as a fan. God bless them, but more than just as important, it was a fantastic game. LA and DC United put on a great show, and we all know that Eddie Pope scored that dramatic goal. And at the time, the sudden death or golden goal overtime, whatever you want to call it, and I still think that's the best MLS Cup after all these years. Can't forget about Rochester. I know we had talked about this about a month ago when we were having dinner, a bunch of us, the Lancer old-timers and Wall of Famers, the 1977 playoff series, Game 1 and Game 2. And the lead that I used on my story from Rochester, that Rochester won 1-0 in a shootout after 120 minutes. It was a crazy, crazy game. And it still stands till this day. You know, my lead was it was a soccer game to end all soccer games. And little did I know that the next game was going to even surpass that in terms of wackiness and craziness. But those are three off the top of my head. I guess, you know, the U.S. women winning the first Olympic gold medal in women's soccer in 96. 3 years later, the U.S. women winning a world championship. Randy Chastain scoring the game winner and ripping off her shirt to the shock of many people. Little did we know that here we are 16 years later and we're still waiting for another world championship. There's just so many. I mean, you know, I covered the Mattituck High School boys team from the beginning until end, virtually all their games, and they won the state championship, and I know that there are a lot of teams up in Rochester that have gone through that, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to literally cover a state championship run with one team. It was a lot of fun, and I know a lot of players around Rochester probably could relate to that. Those are just things off the top of my head, and I just hope I'm not forgetting anyone.
There's a lot to remember, but we have about a minute left, Michael. If there's something you haven't done yet that you still want to do while you're covering this sport, what would that be?
Great question, because I'm going to be writing about that. And believe it or not, I'd like to cover UEFA Champions League final. I've never done that. I've done the Cup Winners' Cup. I've done the FA Cup, but never that. And then Euro, and I've never done that because it's in the same year as the Olympics, and because I can get credentials to the Olympic football/soccer tournament, I go to that because I've been to that, I think, 7 times. But those are the two things I'd love to do. They're on my bucket list, I guess, as a writer. If I don't do it, it's not the end of the world, but I'd love to do it. So if someone has $20,000 and wants to send me to the next Euro or seriously, those are the things I'd like to do.
Well, Michael,
but it's been a lot of fun. And one thing I've learned is it doesn't matter what level of soccer I'm covering, I enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Michael. And 40 more years, hopefully it'll be another 40 years. But thank you so much as always, and stay safe with the storm coming.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis, and we want to thank Michael, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Joey Capinos from the Rochester Lancers, and Bobby Angel on WYSL. Join us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Yes.